You cannot start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great tips from our friends at the School of Life on ending a relationship when it's time to do so. Enjoy.
The hardest kind of person in the world to break up with. A relationship with them tends to begin like this. You're very drawn to them. Perhaps they very much attract you physically, and their personality is compelling as well. You admire them, and in areas, feel a lot of sympathy for them too. There's probably something in their past which really interests and touches you. You have no desire to break up, and in fact, you'd love this to last until the end. For their part, they seem to be keen on you. That's what they've said on a number of occasions. They show no interest in leaving you. They want this to be for the long term, perhaps forever. And yet, there is a problem so grave and yet so hidden, so damaging and yet so hard to grasp, that you can only bear slowly to face up to it. You start to realize that the partner whom you love and who says they love you is having a grievously detrimental effect on your mental and physical well-being. What wrong might the partner be perpetrating? It can be a spectrum. At one end, they might be hitting you. But the spectrum is long, and it contains all sorts of far more insidious ways in which, without ever raising a hand, let alone a finger, one human can badly damage another. They might be having affairs or spending too much money. They might be addicted to something. Or, and this is properly hard to get a grip on, they may be constantly absent. They may show no reliable warmth towards you. They may never initiate any touch. They may never even give you so much as a hug. They're present, but not really there. Probably, as soon as these problems first arose, you started to complain, but you did so softly, or sarcastically, or bitterly, not head-on. After all, you love them, and you're a good boy or girl. It can take a long time, years, decades, before you finally dare to find your voice and come to a place of being able to raise an adult objection. What then happens when you at last ask these types to face up to the harm you feel they're doing to you? There are two main responses. Both of them are appallingly hard to master, and probably the second is the very hardest. First, they confess it. Fed up at last, you tell them that you've had enough of the violence, affairs, addiction, financial spend, distance, lack of intimacy, lack of sex, and you raise an ultimatum. If they don't finally raise their game, you're going to be leaving, even though, of course, it's the last thing you really want. You love them. You may be shaking and flushed after you've spoken. You're feeling you might be crazy. After all, surely it's crazy to threaten to leave someone you love who says they love you. You'd expected all sorts of dark responses on their part, but something that is on the surface rather lovely now tends to happen. They admit it. They confess. They say, "My goodness, you're right. I hadn't really fully realized until now." The person promises that they will now change. They just need a bit of time. They just need your understanding. They suggest getting themselves a therapist once a month or so, and then they'll get on top of their issues. The problem is that, despite their promises, the person doesn't change at all. They make a short-term adjustment, strong enough to ensure that you won't leave them on the timescale you were threatening, but not profound enough to correct the problem and allow you your freedom. Second possibility, they deny it. However hideous all the above sounds, there is an even worse kind of relationship to leave than that. And this is the one with the same dynamics, but with one extra twist at the end. When you finally confront them with the problem, they don't confess. They deny it. They tell you you're dreaming, you're imagining it. The problem lies with you, they say. At the same time, they get very incensed and offended at the suggestion you're making. "You're so cynical about me. Don't you trust me? How rude you are about me. Why don't you have more faith in me and in us?" And they push back. "You're just as neurotic as you say I am. The problem's with you, not me." This is minefield territory. The partner whom you love and really don't want to leave, and who says they love you, adds to the difficulty you face by enthusiastically telling you, with authority, that you really are a bit crazy, that you are seeing things, that you are too demanding, that there's something wrong with you. Probably you're an open-minded, nice, intelligent person, and open-minded, nice, intelligent people tend to give others the benefit of the doubt. After all, such types know they aren't perfect. They're aware of everything they get wrong. They don't feel they're brilliant in every way. Therefore, perhaps it's quite plausible that here too, you may be seeing things that aren't there. Why insist, especially when you love your partner and want to be with them? Here is a nice person telling you you're a bit mad and imagining things. It's a dispiriting message, but if disregarding your impulses and your emotional needs is the price you have to pay for keeping a relationship aloft, maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth thinking of yourself as a bit insane. At least you'll still have a partner. So, more time passes, and you stay put, and in that time, probably, there are more children, more entanglements, and less of life left for you to build on afterwards. There is also highly likely to be a destruction of your sense of reality. You'll probably start to feel as mad as you're being subtly told you are. You might have a breakdown, which isn't an ideal backdrop against which to leave anyone. All that said, in both of the above cases, eventually you will have to leave. Your long-term mental well-being depends on it. But it isn't a picnic having to leave someone you love, who says they love you, and who is either falsely promising to change or denying they need to change because you're the defective one to begin with. You will feel extremely alone with this decision. You will be left to wrestle either with feelings that you are nasty for leaving someone who is promising again and again to change, or that you are mad for leaving someone who tells you you're demented to doubt their sincerity. You will have to destroy a relationship that might have children in it on the basis of nothing more firm than an inner sense that your partner is doing something seriously deficient to your well-being and cannot stop themselves doing it despite telling you they love you. And yet, you will have to leave. In order to leave, you will need to think in your mind, I'm in love with someone who is damaged. They cannot realistically change and may even be using me as a reason not to change.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.